With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. The National Weather Service is saying another storm headed for the Missoula area Friday afternoon could bring 60-mile-per-hour winds again, as well as large hail and the possibility of flash flooding, especially in areas scarred by wildfires. The full length of Going to the Sun Road is now open at night. Glacier National Park today said that the night closure on the east side of the road has been lifted, but urged visitors to be careful as firefighters and equipment are still using the road. The east side of Going to the Sun Road was closed for nearly 3 weeks due to the Reynolds Creek fire that continues to burn on about 4,300 acres near St. Mary. The park is not updated since last night its estimate of the size of the Thompson fire burning on Glacier's west side. That fire was called 11,400 acres in size last night after blowing up from 1,900 acres Tuesday morning. The cause of that fire that started Sunday is still under investigation. Power has been restored to thousands more Missoulians in the past 24 hours, but thousands more are still without electricity after Monday's powerful storm. Edward O'Brien has more on the massive effort to get them reconnected.
Northwestern Energy spokesman Butch Larcom asks those still without service in Missoula's Linda Vista and Miller Creek neighborhoods to be patient for a little while longer.
The majority of those folks up there, it's probably going to be 1,500 or 1,800 households. If they do not have power now, are probably not going to be back in service until at least late tomorrow night.
Larcom says the local power poles that were damaged or destroyed Monday evening are larger than normal. Northwestern had some replacements in stock, but had to turn to Canada for more.
And so they're going to get the poles there, and then they'll get the equipment on them, and they'll get them in the ground, and then they'll string the conductor wire, and hopefully, certainly thereafter, be able to get power flowing again.
Northwestern estimates roughly 1,800 Missoulians outside of the Miller Creek, Linda Vista neighborhoods, still without power, should have it restored by the end of today. Larcom says this is easily one of the company's biggest crisis responses in years.
I've worked for the company for 3 years, and this is the largest scale outage that I've dealt with by quite a bit.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Armed protesters who say they're protecting a Montana mine from government interference are declaring victory after federal prosecutors filed a lawsuit to determine the miners' rights to the land above their claim. The U.S. Attorney's Office filed the lawsuit yesterday seeking a judge's ruling that miners George Cornick and Phil Napo acted illegally in building a garage, cutting down trees, and opening a road. Chris McIntyre with the Idaho 3%ers says the volunteer security patrols by his group and the Oath Keepers will end as soon as the owners of the White Hope Mine have been assigned their court date.
The judge will put out a court date, and once that court date is given to the miners and they have it in their hands, we will dismantle our operation here and pack up and leave as per our agreement with the sheriff's office.
Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton says the whole situation was a misunderstanding.
There was never any threat of violence. I know that Phil Napo felt there was, but there was never any threat of violence or actions going to be taken by any federal agency in the first place.
The State Department of Natural Resources has reported attacks on two new fires in the Libby area today. Both are estimated at 10 acres each. Few details are available at this time. A fire discovered last night in the Tobacco Root Mountains, 8 miles south of Whitehall, has burned an estimated 50 acres. It's burning in Mountain Mahogany and Douglas Fir. 24 people are fighting that fire. The biggest wildfire in Montana continues to be the Thompson Fire in the south-central part of Glacier National Park. It was being estimated at 11,400 acres this morning, and the park has not yet estimated its growth today. That fire is proving difficult to fight from the ground due to rugged terrain and few safety zones for firefighters. Glacier says the Reynolds Creek fire near St. Mary is still about 4,300 acres in size and 67% contained. The park has now lifted the nighttime closure on the east side of Going to the Sun Road. The east side of the road is now also open again to bicycles after being closed for nearly 3 weeks due to the fire that started July 21st. Outside Lincoln, the Sucker Creek fire that was discovered Monday has now burned an estimated 100 acres. Officials say it's moving away from the town of Lincoln and toward an area that burned in 2003. 120 people are currently working on that fire. The Scotty Brown, another lightning-caused fire, is burning in grass, timber, and brush near Ovando. It's currently estimated at 23 acres and 20% containment. The fire is exhibiting active behavior and igniting spot fires. That fire has forced some evacuations, but officials now say the threat to those structures is low. Travelers on Highway 200 are being asked to be cautious as the fire traffic is entering the area. I'm Eric Whitney.